Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways on tonight, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And we are just going to now send our condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones. We have heard of the tragic death of the Scott family. We'll be praying for him and his, well, he's already in demise, but we'll be praying for his parents and his siblings. And so may God richly bless her and keep her, beautiful mother. And so those of you that has lost loved ones, may it be a colleague, may it be a son or daughter, grandchildren, your adopted child, someone that's close to your heart, we just want you to know on this evening that you are not alone. And that when you saw only one set of footprints, that was when God picked you up and carried you. God has allies all across this nation that are praying for you and with you in your time of bereavement. And just know that God loves you first, and we love you secondly. And so we're just praying for you at this time. And so now we're going to go on into our opening prayer. When we come across these airways, we always come across with the introduction of the man who started it all. He is a spiritual deity. He's a native of Nazareth. His name is Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior. He's our soon coming Messiah. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmerited. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that you have a place designated that's lying in wait, God, for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command. But Lord, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue on with our assignment. We will continue on with the itinerary that you have set before us, God. We'll be coming, God, from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls on this morning. Father God, we won't take, hallelujah, we won't take any glory, God. We'll give you all the glory, hallelujah, we'll give you all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And we'll let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you this morning for an hour. And I want you to get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. If it's latte, if it's coffee, if it's tea, if it's juice, milk, whatever your preference is. If it's tea cakes, if it's pancakes, waffles, whatever your heart desires. I want you to come to the table on this morning where the feast of the Lord is going on and the table is yet spreading. Bringing unto you the divine word, as I first stated, divine word of God. Hallelujah. Thank those of you that so graciously tuned in on this morning. I've just been kind of gapping my programs. I'm not coming on as regularly as I probably should have because there's always somebody that needs a rhema word from the Lord. It's not a time to where we don't need a word from God, an encouragement of some sort, of some nature. And so I just want to thank those of you so graciously tuned in on today. And may God richly keep and bless you always. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long on today, but I just felt the need to come across these airways with the rhema word. And I asked God to help me what would be suffice to bring across, hallelujah, to his children on today. And so I sermon entitled, "Is Transparent Body." I want to say that one more time. Transparent body. You might say, overseer, what would you mean, transparent body? What is that? Transparent body. We're going to go into our scripture reading, and we're going to find out just what transparent body is all about according to the divine word of God. And we will be taking our key scripture coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 15, and we will start from the 52nd verse. And it reads this: in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, hallelujah, and we shall be changed. 53rd verse: for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 54th verse: so when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, hallelujah, death is swallowed up in victory. Verse 55: O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Verse 56: the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The 57th verse: but thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 58th verse: therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know that we are now in this world, in this present moment in time, in space, We are a mortal individual, meaning that we are of earthly dominion, earthly domain. If you pinch us, you might leave a bruise. If you cut us, you will leave an indention in the skin, like a person into your skin tearing down to the flesh. If someone was to, you know, harm you with a weapon, then you will be harmed. You might be fatal, or if not fatal, then you could be injured seriously, and it might have a need to have surgery, an operation. So that's because this is a mortal body that we're in. This is a mortal shell that can be harmed. You find out that there is people of every walk of life, every nationality that has been harmed in some shape, form, or fashion, might have been sent off to war and was wounded in war. Hallelujah. They might had a limb that had to be amputated. They lost it being injured in the war. So I have relatives that's gone on. I have uncles that has been enlisted in the Navy and in the Army, and that was injured, and they carried that injury on to their death. So what I mean that this earthly vessel, this vessel shell that we're living in, that we exist in, to exist here and now in the moment, can be harmed. It can be killed. But when we take on that transparent body, that means that that transparent body is no longer an corruptible shell. It's now incorruptible because you can no longer harm it. And all of your loved ones and those that's gone on before us, that has went out with a missing eye, a missing arm, a leg, foot, or what have you, I want to let you know that on that great day, on that great resurrection morning that Jesus Christ talks about, he said that the dead in Christ shall rise first. You might say, well, I had a mom that, you know, she injured herself and she lost some fingers, you know. I had a son that had a limp in his leg, or whatever the circumstances might be. I want to serve you notice that on that great resurrection morning, when the saints of God shall rise first, no matter what you died with, if it was a missing limb, I want you to know that on that very day that you will not be standing before God on one leg. You won't be standing before God on amputated knees. But God would have mended you back together in a new body. And so we're going to keep on reading because we still have quite a lot to cover on tonight. And I'm reminded of, it was a remarkable scientist, hallelujah, that he contended that science and technology held the key to immortality. And since we're talking about the transparent body, that includes immortality. So we shall put off the old and put on the new. And so, as I first stated, the scientist contends that technology holds the key to immortality, and that lives on a strict diet are enhanced with a regimen of supplement. Fully convinced that he will be alive when the immortality breakthrough happens. We know that that sounds mighty, how would you say, it just sounds really just out of this world, you know. But you might say that, you know, that guy was a crackpot. But we know that, respectfully, he was a business person in his community, in contrast to his optimism about what science can do. We know that the realism of Moses, the day that our lives are 70 years, and it by reason of strength that they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. And we can read into the law of Psalms 90 and 10. At best we live a few decades, and then we are gone like grass in the park. We know for better to trust ourselves to Jesus, who promised you and I to join us to the timeless life of God. He told his disciples, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye might be also. Hallelujah. Excuse me just momentarily, please. Thank you so kindly. Hallelujah. And so we know that scientists feel to seem that they have all the answers, but we know that the answers lies only in Christ Jesus. And he said that we shall put off this corruptible body and put on an incorruptible body. And this mortality shall put on immortality. Hallelujah. Now, that's not my words, but those are the words of God. Hallelujah. And we know that, you know, we could just think about in the heavenly realms. We just can imagine the sight of the celestial city. And you and I could never be content with anything less than that city that we will see on that great day of God rapturing the saints. Hallelujah. You know, I think about Abraham. He said that we look for a city whose builders is God. And that scripture reading can be found in the law of Hebrews 11 and 10. But we know that for the Christian, it is the other way around. We know that the world is behind our home, and our home is ahead. And in that beautiful city, we're told that there's no valleys, there's no weeping there. For God will wipe each and every one of our sins, your sins, my sins, our sins away from our eyes for the last and final time. The Bible tells us that there will be no more death. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more crying. And then there should be no more pain. You know, we suffer pain and agony here on planet Earth, brought on by sin. Hallelujah. But we want the former things that we are in the midst of right now. Those things will be passed away. And you can read in the law of Revelation 21 and 4. Hallelujah, that promised to make the present journey easy to endure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that the more that you and I look forward to heaven, the less you and I will desire this old earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And we know that there was a certainty that the positive assurance of the life to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus said, because I live, hallelujah, you will live also. That scripture reading is coming out of John 14 and 19. And that assures you and I, however, that it is often accompanied by another emotion, curiosity, that what will the next world really be like, you might ask. Even the inspired description of the celestial dwelling that we have in the Bible and the last book are inadequate to convey what awaits you and I. Yet they do intensify our desire to leave this dark earthly existence and to enter that heavenly reality. We read about a pure river of water life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God, the tree of life, and no more curse. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Revelation 22 and 1 through 3. And I would like to ask, what are your own reactions as you think about the life beyond this life? Perhaps you're not especially curious. Hallelujah. But are you blessed with the certainty of heaven, which you can have by faith in Jesus? Think of the word he spoke at the grave of Lazarus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believe in me, though he may die, he shall live. Whoever live and believe in me shall never die. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 11 and 25. Is that promise the foundation of your certainty? You can make it so by believing in Jesus Christ right now. At this present moment. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that with a transparent body, I believe that we'll be able to walk through walls. I know that we'll have a new body because God said that we'll have new wings. So that means that we don't have wings right now in this earthly shell, in this earthly body. But on that great getting up morning, God said we will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So we will put on a transparent body. We will take on a body like Christ. Christ said we will be like him in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I can just imagine. You and I can't walk through a wall. You can't walk through your bedroom wall trying to make it down to the living area. You cannot walk through your living room area trying to make it into the kitchenette area. You will have to go through means of stairway, you know, or walking down a hallway, you know, or elevator, you that have elevators in your homes. then you will have to get on the elevator and punch what floor that you want to go down to, you know. But I'm just saying that you will have to make your destination to the location that you're trying to get to. But I'm saying that in that great day, you and I will have a transparent body. Not like the one we have now. We will be changed from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Hallelujah. I just get happy right now thinking about when we shall be changed and we shall be like him. Isn't that something that this corruption will put on incorruption? Hallelujah, Jesus. And this mortal shall put on immortality. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Bible says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? That means that death will be swallowed up. There will be no more dying. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more sickness. Can you just get your mind, can you wrap your mind around, hallelujah, that great day of awakening that you and I shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. My sermon on this morning has been transparent body. I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. If this program has been a blessing to your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We are going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So get up close and personal. We're bringing unto you Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Listen up for the Hymns of Zion. You be blessed. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thank you. know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Curry, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself.
It would have been you in the brain. Could have been you with the pain. When the dust that's wet in the light.
too long. I can't believe I'm still holding on. Been trying hard to increase my faith, but it feels like it's way too late. The preacher said it's already done. If I believe in Jesus the Son, I got a feeling that it might be right. I'm in the tunnel, but I see the light. I can't repeat this cycle again.
Future looks much brighter.
Right.